Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Peter Spiegel. Today we're going to Mexico, or at least we're going to be speaking about Mexico, and specifically about the homeless, the needy, and the neglected dogs and cats there. And as if we don't have enough problems here in the United States with our huge pet overpopulation issues and our tragic killing of millions of perfectly good dogs and cats yearly, things in Mexico probably are worse. If you have ever been a tourist there, and I know it's not fair to generalize about an entire country, but I'm just sharing a very common experience here, you probably have seen stray, often emaciated animals running around without supervision or without a home. It's hard to enjoy a little vacation time if you're surrounded by stray, sickly animals, right? So we're going to learn about what really is going on in Mexico today with two guests from different organizations. Later in the hour, how is the government shutdown affecting animals? And there is a worrisome trend in African elephant poaching that we are going to describe. But now let's get down to Mexico. First, I am pleased to welcome Katie Ayers, who is operations manager and clinic coordinator with an organization known as CANDY, Cats and Dogs International. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I have described what is a general impression many people have about dogs and cats in Mexico. You're working down there. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct. I live in Canada, but I do travel down there a couple of times a year with CANDY and am pretty much always coordinating back and forth with people from Mexico as well with some of our programs.
And what is the situation with stray and unwanted and homeless dogs and cats overall? Can you paint a picture for us?
Sure. And, you know, like you were saying, it's something that a lot of tourists certainly notice when they're down there. And that's basically how CANDY started as well. Our founder, Darcy Galati, was down there in 2006 and really, really struggled with seeing a lot of the animals being very emaciated and sickly looking and clearly strays and not taken care of or owned, and started looking into things a little bit more and decided to start Cats and Dogs International. And a lot of what we do is focus on partnering with the local animal welfare groups and the tourism industry very specifically to try to create sustainable population management programs, so to try and help address the cat and dog stray population situation down there. There's a lot of animals that are very sickly. They might have diseases, but they're obviously in pain as well when you see some of them. A lot of incidents of animals being hit by cars and not mm-hmm. having any access to vet care, so you'll see them walking around with limps or old brakes that have fused together in odd positions,
yeah.
So they have kind of a funny angle to a limb or
yes.
something like that. And we really want to try to control the pet overpopulation issue and assist
mm-hmm.
with the local animal welfare groups in doing that, because it's super important. You know, you can't just come in from other countries and try and implement these programs. You have to have support from the local groups, and you have to have support from the government and from the local vets as well
yes.
in the areas. So
yep.
what we have done is worked really closely with the tourism industry to try and get support and bring in vets, vet techs, and people that have had experience doing large-scale spay-neuter programs. And we
yeah.
try and organize and do, I would say, anywhere from 2 to 4 a year in the same area in order to actually have an effect on that area. And even then, it'll take 3 to 5 years to start seeing a true difference in the stray population on the streets.
Now, and I hear some of your friends back there, and they're always welcome on the show. And I
wanted to... That's great. I'll
I
let
wanted
them know.
To, because, yeah, occasionally our guys make their presence known, too. So,
those are some little 4-week-old puppies.
Yeah.
They're hungry.
Oh, good. Yeah. I want you to describe a little bit more about the relationship with the tourism industry. That seems to be a big part. In fact, in your tagline, your tagline reads, "Promoting humane treatment of animals through tourism."
Yeah.
So what is exactly the relationship? Obviously, one can see that the travel industry, it would be in their best interest to make
Absolutely.
It a more pleasant experience for folks visiting. So describe that a little bit more.
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of resorts in not just Mexico and Cancun, but basically in any Caribbean area where there's a lot of tourists that go there for, you know, winter vacations and whatnot, they certainly are aware of the stray dog and cat overpopulation issues, and they also know it doesn't look good, if you know what I mean. You know, the tourists will come in and a lot of times are really saddened by the animals, and they'll bring it to people's attention, and they don't want, you know, people to be upset. They want people to be coming to their country and enjoying their stay, and that actually has helped very much in getting a lot of support from the tourist industry, whether it's cruise companies, but our primary supporters and partners are Air Transat, and they are an airline that runs mostly out of Canada, and they run like all-inclusive packages, and
uh-huh.
So they'll support us by providing funding as well as providing flights for veterinarians and vet technicians. The Ryu Hotel and Resort chain has been amazing, and they were one of the
yes.
first ones that we spoke to about, you know, them noticing the issues around their hotels and just wondering what could be done. And they will sponsor for the hotel rooms, and it's an all-inclusive hotel as well, so it's hotel and food that will be covered again for vets and vet techs to come in and stay there. And we also have in the Cancun area CEO Mexico. It is a transport company that has been amazing to us. So they'll transport our volunteers to and from the airport and to and from the sites where we actually run the spay and neuter clinic. So those are just some examples of ways that we've partnered with the tourist industry and
yes.
And been able to get some support in providing this service. And they certainly see it as value because it benefits their industry as well when, obviously, when the tourists are happier.
Yeah. If I'm a traveler or a tourist down in Mexico and I encounter some animals in distress, what can I do? What should I do, and what can I do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think a lot of people feel that way, and I know I certainly have in the past before I was even aware of Candy and just not even knowing what my options were. And I think one of the best things we can do is be an advocate as much as possible for the animals. And one of the things that I always recommend to people is to seek out the local animal rescue groups, because they are super informed about the issues, and they're usually already working on some type of advocacy, whether it's working on a spay-neuter program, trying to talk to the government about different policies. One of the major areas that the local rescue groups will work on is humane euthanization, and it sounds horrible, but for some of the animals it truly is the nicest thing you can do. Some of them are just too sickly, and the
yes.
nicest thing you can do to them and for them is to actually humanely euthanize. And one of the areas that is really, really sad when you're down in Mexico and other kind of Caribbean countries is how they will euthanize the animals. Sometimes they'll do what they call culls, so they basically round up
yeah.
stray animals. And they do this, I know, in Canada as well, in very northern areas, and where there's, you know, a lot of problems with stray populations, and they will put them down, whether that is by shooting, whether it's by electrocution, or sometimes gas. Either way, it's not a very humane method. And
right.
A lot of the local rescue groups are working a lot to try and get policies in place for having, you know, if they're not going to get rid of culls, but at least allowing them to be humane methods of euthanization, which is usually
yes.
by an injectable
yeah.
method.
We're aware of this. These are terrible process methods that
it's horrible.
Apparently
yeah.
you're trying to eliminate. So as we, in what cities do you operate?
Oh, what cities?
Where are you?
Right now we're in Cancun. We've started something we're calling a Project Cancun, and that's where we've been for about the past 6 to 7 years, focusing in on this one area of Cancun called Bonneville. And it's a very poor area, and they have a really huge stray dog, specifically dog population. And we've done
And Katie, we'll pick that up after the break, Katie, okay? We're speaking with Katie Ayers, Operations Manager from Candy. Stick around.
You need a reason to move, feel a fool, running your stateside games, lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to...
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match to the dangers to today's world. The good news is animal behavior experts say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that the outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a crying child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. It's fun for both of you. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there can be no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you not to give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. This message brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at AIAnimals.org.
If you're like most people, you have lots of plans. A financial plan, an eating plan, an exercise plan, a career plan. You also need a plan for the care of your pets when you're no longer able to provide it. Every day, animals are sent to shelters, terrified and confused, or they're euthanized because their owners have become incapacitated or died. Some people don't give the future a thought. Others assume family members will care for their pets. A better way is to name caregivers and provide detailed instructions about your pal's feeding, play, social, and health care needs. But even family and designated caregivers don't guarantee that pets will have a home. Good intentions sometimes take a backseat to life's realities, such as a new spouse who doesn't like animals, a sudden desire to travel the world, or the adoptive caregiver's own infirmity. A legally enforceable pet trust offers the only assurance that your assets will be used as you wish to provide for the comfort and care of cherished animal companions. More than 40 states recognize pet trusts. Check with your attorney, accountant, or state legislator to see if yours does and how to create one. Animals Today urges you to plan for your pet's lifelong well-being. Take steps today so he or she doesn't risk becoming yet another sad shelter statistic.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called GEICO and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
back. We're speaking with Katie Ayers from Candy, Cats and Dogs International. Before the break, she was telling us that they are at various places in Mexico, starting with Cancun. Where else do you operate in Mexico?
We've really focused on the Cancun area in the last few years. And part of that is what I was speaking to a little bit before and wanting to actually make a serious impact in one particular area. You really need to focus in and do quite a number of clinics. And we've done, we've sterilized over 10,000 dogs and cats in
this one area.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, you bet.
Considering, you know, dogs and cats can have numerous litters a year, and they're anywhere generally from, you know, say four to nine puppies in a litter. So it certainly has reduced the population.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are there dangers to people from wild or roaming dogs? Is rabies a problem? Are there packs of dogs that go after children?
You know, certainly there can be. It's not... It's definitely an issue that the tourists have noticed on certain beaches in certain areas. I couldn't comment specifically on which ones, but I know, you know, we've all heard those kind of stories. It's not something I've observed myself, other than animals will pack up, and especially if they're not spayed or neutered, they tend to be more likely to roam as well.
Yeah.
They tend to they'll stray farther from home. So they'll pack up into different, you know, groups of, say, five or six dogs, and they might go after, say, in a kid's schoolyard, if they're eating their lunches, they might try to grab the food from the kids. And a lot of it is food-based when they are packing up and trying to eat, basically. And a lot of times they will pick on the children or, you know, younger people because they're a little bit more vulnerable. So I've certainly heard of that happening, and it's kind of scary for sure to think about that. And rabies is definitely more prevalent in Mexico as well than it is in North America. And one of the things we do when we're down there is also vaccinate. So we're vaccinating against rabies. We're vaccinating against diseases like distemper and parvo, because those are also pretty rampant in a lot of areas in Mexico, and trying to prevent the spread of these diseases. And we've been pretty good about doing that in North America and don't have nearly as many issues with them as we used to with rabies, distemper, parvo. So that's something, that's another area that we're working on, is some of the disease management.
That's wonderful. I imagine as an organization, you get a lot of support from Canadians and Americans. What sort of supplies do you like to receive? If someone wanted to help you out
That's a great question. That's something we're always searching for. It's not very easy to bring in supplies into Mexico. It just depends on who you get at customs, to be perfectly honest. Sometimes people will feel that maybe you're trying to bring things in to sell them, even when you have kind of formal letters. So we do try to get as much as possible sent down there in advance or purchased there. So we always can use, of course, monetary supplies to purchase the items when we're in Mexico. But we use things like, you know, when we're at these clinics and we're sterilizing anywhere from, say, 750 to 1,200 animals in a five-day period, we go through supplies like crazy. So syringes, needles, gloves, of course, so both surgery gloves and exam gloves, sutures, scalpels, endotracheal tubes, so that's to open up the airway for the animals, catheters, IV lines, and then
so
there's
a whole
always,
range of,
things like gauze and surgical tape and all that kind of thing that we always are in need of. Just the basic surgical supplies, and then, of course, monetary donations are always helpful as well to be able to purchase things like the drugs that we can't bring down ourselves.
Katie, what's the website where people can visit and learn more about you?
It's candyinternational.org, C-A-N-D-I.
C-A-N-D-I.
That's right. Candyinternational.org.
Right. Great.
And we have our next clinic is December 1st to 6th in Cancun.
Okay.
And we're really hoping to go to the Dominican Republic in April as well to start bringing that Project Cancun model that we've started over to the Dominican Republic. So we're going to start a new clinic site there in April.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much, Katie Ayers from Candy. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Now I want to welcome with Isla Animals, Allison Sawyer. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just great.
Now, where are you?
Well, Isla Animals is on Isla Mujeres, which is a small island off of Cancun, about a 15, 20-minute ferry ride.
Gotcha. And please describe to us what you do there. I know there's lots of dogs in your life.
We've had a rescue there for about 13 years. We didn't actually mean to do it. We just fell into it because there was such a need. And we take in strays off the street. We take in a lot of puppies. We spay and neuter them. We try to educate the children. We try to promote humane treatment of animals, which often is overlooked. And we also work in Cancun.
Gotcha.
As well.
Now, is it very bad there? Are there lots of homeless and stray dogs?
Well, it's on Isla Mujeres. It's much better than it was when we moved there. There were wild dogs on the beaches. They'd pack up every once in a while and threaten a tourist, which was always bad news because then they'd round up dogs, the only ones they could catch, which were never the wild ones. And their idea of animal control is, just to kill them cruelly. So. We've got them to stop doing a lot of that. There's not as many wild dogs there. And if we have a trap, so we've trapped and released a lot of the wild dogs. So the wild dog population is way down. But we do get a big street dog population because it's always warm and people don't see the dogs as such a commitment, such a responsibility, you know.
Yes.
So if they get sick of them or they don't train them and they start causing trouble, they just put them in the street.
Gotcha. What's your facility like down there, and what do you need from donors and volunteers?
Well, the facility, ridiculously enough, is my house.
Your house, hey.
Yay! And so it's my house. I think we have about a half acre. We've built kennels. Sometimes when we have a lot of dogs, we have puppies in every corner of our house. What we really need the most is, I'm trying to raise monthly pledges, and my idea has been to raise, to get a lot of people to donate less, because so many people write me or call me and they're very upset about the dog situation in Mexico, and it's ruined their vacation. And so, if people can, it's set up on my website, people can go there and they can pledge $20 a month. And if I can get enough people to do that, I'll have a budget I can depend on. And, the things that we can do will just be fabulous, the difference we can make.
Well, so tell us the website, and I will also tell the listeners you've got about 12,000 people on your Facebook.
Yeah. the website's islaanimal.org, and the Facebook page is Isla Animals. And I try to post every day or every other day about what we're doing. And when people write under the post, I always answer them back. Because I think that people, they want to get a feel for what's really going on. And if they're donating, they want to know what's happening with that money. They want to know where it's going. And I can show them exactly what I'm using it for. And I think that makes people feel better.
And you do. Allison Sawyer, thank you very much for coming on. It's Isla Animals. Check her out on Facebook and on the web. Nice work.
Thank you very much.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hey, Peter.
Lori.
So, Peter, I want to play a clip for you. I was watching Dennis Miller, who came on TV the other day. So, John, would you play this for us, please?
And they shut the zoo down. So all you lefties who are pro-animal, listen, that zoo was cruel. You should view this and see the silver lining in here. I'm not worried about the shutdown. I'm worried about when they start it back up.
So, when was it decided that being conservative means you don't care about animals?
What is Miller saying?
He is saying, okay, he's talking about the shutdown, okay?
A government shutdown.
Right. Okay. And he is saying that if you're an animal rights person, thus you're a liberal, right, most likely, right?
He equates that, okay.
Right, he equates that. And that you should be happy because the zoos are shut down. And in your view, liberals, you think zoos are cruel.
And so shutting them down means the animals are now liberated or they're happier.
Yeah.
What is he trying to say?
Well, I think he's just trying to make a point that.
Okay. So it's really not like a actual idea. It's just throwing this concept that.
But he throws these concepts out all the time related to liberals and left wings being animal lovers. And I love Dennis Miller. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my favorites. But I just liberals tend to paint conservatives as uncaring, cold people.
Selfish.
Well, yeah, that's right.
You hear that?
Uncompassionate,
right.
But so do conservatives.
They paint themselves that way.
They paint themselves that way. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah.
I see comedians and commentators and talk show hosts do this all the time.
You mean in regards to animals?
In regards to animals, yeah. That you're probably a tree-hugging, left-wing environmentalist, uh-huh, and that's the animal lover.
Gotcha.
So
what's the point? The point is...
My point is... Why?
Right. Why?
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 Why? When people know that I'm a vegetarian,
yeah,
and I'm a talk show host of an animal rights show,
yeah,
they probably automatically assume that I'm for gun control, I'm pro-choice, and I want socialized Obamacare medicine. Right?
That's right. That people.
So why?
Well, these things seem to run together in our society these days. I don't know. That's just sort of the way it is. I mean, we've been to animal rights conferences, national conferences, where the leading voices for the rights of animals, the people whom we interview and whose work we has taught us and who are real voices and attendees who care about animals like we do. And My guess would be that it's probably the most liberal crowd you've ever been in.
Right.
You've ever been in, ever.
Right.
Leaning toward socialism, I would say.
Right.
And that's the reality of it.
Just because.
Well, I don't know how it gets there, but here we are. So,
and we see this all the time. I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, "I love animals. They are delicious."
Yeah.
And it had a picture of the GOP elephant on there.
Great. And not the coexist bumper sticker on the other side of
exactly.
The bumper.
Right.
Yeah.
And similar to the examples we gave,
so
a couple weeks ago. Well, let me finish my point. Similar to the examples we gave a couple weeks ago at the rodeo, where we were protesting against the rodeo, and I was called a tree-hugging Obama supporter.
Yeah.
Why are they assuming that?
Well, people assume when you're allowed to... take the information from the world and make a judgment, I guess.
Okay.
You're not supposed to anymore. But.
And then you remember Shepard Smith used to have this bear alert, bear alert, where he would exploit this trampoline bear, this bear jumping on a trampoline.
Bear is tranquilized, falls off a tree.
Right.
Onto a trampoline.
Right, and he would laugh about it. Right. You would never see that on a liberal station.
Right.
Correct?
So you're saying the conservatives sort of, to an extent, relish relish their feelings about animals, their disregard for them, the fact that they are proud carnivores.
They shouldn't be that way, though. It gives them it. I just think that's not a great way to portray yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
And thus, they believe that if you're a liberal, you probably don't believe in the Second Amendment. Or an animal supporter. And there are plenty of reasons we would want to support the Second Amendment that has nothing to do with blasting innocent animals to pieces, right?
Right.
Okay.
You bet.
Okay.
Well, Dennis Miller, let's see.
I like Dennis Miller, though,
okay,
except when he goes on this little rant that he does once in a while.
Yes, he does. I don't think he cares much about animals.
Actually. Yeah, I know. He needs educating.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So what else? I had a had a patient the other day who said to me, Dr. Krish, I have to tell you about my granddaughter.
Let me tell you about my granddaughter.
Yeah, let me show you a picture of my granddaughter. 9 years old.
I like the bumper stickers. You know, my poodle is smarter than your honor student. That's what I like. Because, you know, everyone gets to be an honor student these days. You know, you just go to class long enough and you get become an honor student. So give me a break.
How about I like animals more than people?
Yeah.
Now, would that be a liberal or conservative?
No, that's neither.
I know.
That's
just the truth.
It's just truthful.
Okay.
Thing.
So anyway, she says, you'd like my granddaughter. She loves animals. She's a vegetarian. 9 years old. She's a vegetarian.
Nine.
She just had her ninth birthday. You know what she asked for? She didn't want gifts. She wanted people to donate to.
She wanted a pony. No?
She wanted people to donate to Save the Cheetahs for her birthday.
Really?
Isn't that incredible? Nine.
Save the Cheetos. I didn't know they were in danger.
Where does that come from?
I know. I know. I don't know where that comes from. How the maturity and the smarts to realize that there are cheetahs out there who need you. At 9 years old.
And becoming a vegetarian because she loves animals. And I asked about the parents, her parents.
So,
and the parents are meat eaters. They live in the Midwest. They go hunting or whatever, you know, but they're meat eaters.
Wow.
And she became a vegetarian at nine.
Respect for the way she feels.
That's exactly
about
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Versus some adults, I love animals, but
I mean that's just so unusual. That's remarkable.
I know. So is that innate or is that learned behavior? She didn't learn it from anyone, right?
Well, you know, we know that a lot of little kids, babies, they do have this natural affinity towards animals.
Right.
They do like animals until it's sort of brainwashed away from them. I mean, we've had guests make that sort of description. And it begins with food. And then visits to places like conventional zoos where the animals are there for our entertainment and to circuses. And before you know it, the relationship between us people and the animals is defined very differently.
Right.
And how do you avoid that?
Yeah.
So she's avoided that or evaded it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That compassion, though, I mean, there's many forms of compassion. Mm-hmm. You know, you can help a little old lady with groceries who's walking across the street, but then when you see an injured animal, I mean, there's different forms of compassion. Uh-huh. So does it all meld together there, or is it some sort? Yeah.
It's a big field. I just don't know. But I know when I see a 9-year-old who wants to save the cheetahs, this special girl.
Yeah. Yes.
So I saw a sign up the other day. Driving past our house on like a pole, lost desert tortoise. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's
so
terrible.
We are in the Southern California desert, and you can adopt a tortoise. You could create a tortoise enclosure.
How
do you lose a tortoise? I mean, a big animal can't run away that fast. So I just don't know how you lose your tortoise.
Right. Well,
and I wonder if it was stolen, or did they build the enclosure improperly and the tortoise burrows out because they can dig? They like to dig. So,
well, you don't know. But people do steal tortoises.
Yeah.
Just like they steal pets, companion animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I say if you're going to get a tortoise, you got to protect your tortoise.
Right. That's right.
I would say that's just axiomatic.
Right.
Protect your tortoise at all times.
And we did a good thing the other day. Saw injured hawk.
Oh, the hawk.
Cooper's
rescue.
Hawk. Yeah, okay. That was beautiful what we did.
Chased the hawk into someone's backyard.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Good thing it was a friendly neighbor.
I know. He came out, what the hell are you doing?
This hawk is flapping around with one bad wing.
Yeah.
And we were able to get her or him into a box and get her to a rescue. But, it's a good thing you met a friendly neighbor.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah.
He walks out and says, "Excuse me, may I help you?"
And the hawk is now being rehabilitated. He'll be back swinging around in no time.
Yes.
Okay, you have some news items for us right after break.
Don't
go away. This is Animals Today.
Things are falling down on me. Heavy
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
What do you have, Peter?
You know, some of the animals in zoos might actually benefit from the government shutdown.
Oh, good.
I mean, the earth is still spinning, and but yet there are definitely some furloughs and government employees not coming in, and places like zoos, which are like the National Zoo, so you're going to have a lot more. You're going to have no guests wandering through, and so the animals that are used to being gawked at and looked at are going to probably
say, thank God, that I'm glad they're not here. Let me rest for a little bit.
Yeah, and in the past, in other zoos, the behavior does change when the people are not around. So it's a little experiment that we're going to see, and maybe they do find it more relaxing just to have a little privacy.
Good.
But
hopefully the zoos aren't profiting from this or not. They're shut down. But hopefully they have employees there that are taking care of the animals.
Well,
they're
not
neglecting the animals.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
That. But there are many agencies whose for which the shutdown does affect things related to animals. The USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, for instance, is not going to be able to have staff to do inspections on places like puppy mills and research labs and roadside zoos.
Okay, that's too bad.
It's been down for a while.
Yeah.
The Department of Interior is using a minimum number of employees, and they look over the wild horses and burros and the adoptions of those. So that's going to be slowed down or halted for a while. Inspections of slaughter plants are going to be hindered. They're going to have to figure out how to keep the food supply safe, if you care about that.
Okay.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also is going to be down to their essential employees, so they're going to have a fewer resources there. And the Department of Commerce is watching for whales that are being endangered by ships, and they're not going to be able to protect the whales while this is happening.
Well, I see the shutdown more harmful, more disastrous to animals than to people, actually.
I know. Interesting. Interesting. I mean,
I do.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. So that's the shutdown update for now. How long do you think it's going to go on?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're day four now? Something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe another 2 weeks.
In Africa, you know, the African elephants are still poached, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's so sad.
And now the poachers are poisoning them with cyanide. So that at least 100 elephants have been poisoned in the past week or so. And they just die, and then they're tusks are harvested, and it's got to be a horrible thing. And it just amazes me that this is still a problem with all the resources. I know Africa's huge. I know there's it's very, very poor, and people are trying to live. But it just and the sentences for when you're caught are very severe. You'd be in jail. One guy described a sentence to 15 years in prison with labor. Another person sentenced for 15 years also, and another guy, I mean.
Is it a worse punishment to kill by arsenic than?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
How are they administering it?
I think they eat it.
They just sprinkle it around?
I think so. Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
oh, that's really,
I know,
that's really sad.
It's really sad. Another ongoing problem is the sea turtles eating plastic. So this
yeah.
is sort of around the whole world. You find these beautiful sea turtles and you find in their stomach is just all sorts of plastic debris that can't be ingested. It blocks their stomachs. The animals starve. They don't reproduce properly. It can puncture their intestines and also release toxins. And it just messes up the whole life cycle of these animals. And so what do you do? You know?
Don't litter.
Okay. I know. But there are suggestions about reducing plastic use in your daily life. I have to tell you, I'm pretty skeptical about some of these suggestions because I don't see how whether I use a plastic straw in my house is going to affect a a turtle in the Pacific.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But you see these lists, and they are given on various websites that are very green-oriented, and they want you to use, for instance, a popular thing is to use a reusable produce bag. Don't use plastic bags. Remember, you know, they're trying to get away from plastic
bags. I understand.
And this one particular article says a single plastic bag can take 1,000 years to degrade. I mean, I don't believe that.
Right.
1,000 years.
Right.
I mean, a bag in my backyard shreds to nothing in the sun in a couple of days.
Right.
So I think it's gotten a little out of control.
But what's the connection there between plastic use and plastic in the water?
Somehow, through ways that nobody really delineates clearly in these articles, it gets out into the sea, and then it just floats around, and they think it's food, and they eat it. And maybe it's not the U.S. that's responsible. Maybe the trash is mostly coming from other countries.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want to use my plastic straw if I want to have a Coke and not worry about the turtles, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But still, we have to do something about the plastic floating around in our seas. We are wrecking our seas and the poor turtles.
I agree completely.
Yeah. And a popular trend is getting your dogs to get thinner. You know, the pet obesity even has its own organization, the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention. We've talked about them before. Most fat dogs are fat because they eat too much and because their guardians feed them too much stuff and they don't, and a lot of empty calories. So there's lots of little resorts that you can bring your dog to trim them down, to get the diet squared away, give them treats that are based out of little pieces of vegetable instead of junk.
A doggy fat farm.
Fat farm. It's a resort. You don't really use fat farm anymore. That's not a really...
I'm sorry.
They don't like when you use that.
I'm sorry. I offended them. I'm sorry.
But it's very popular. You have all sorts of programs available. And see more of that because our dogs are just as fat as we are.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Republican House Speaker John Boehner vowed on Sunday not to raise the U.S. debt ceiling without a serious conversation about what is driving the debt. Asked if that meant the United States was headed toward default if President Barack Obama does not negotiate, John Boehner responded, "That's the path that we're on." Massive barge gates shut to prevent flooding in New Orleans were reopened on Sunday, and energy firms started returning workers to oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico after officials lifted evacuation orders as Tropical Storm Karen faltered. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was reestablishing normal port traffic on waterways. A suicide bomber drove a truck packed with explosives into the playground of a primary school in northern Iraq and blew himself up, killing 14 children and their headmaster on Sunday. That's according to police and medical sources. You're listening to IRN USA News.
I bet you've heard this phrase before. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. It's attributed to poet Ralph Waldo Emerson in the late 19th century. Since that time, more than 4,400 patents have been issued for new mousetraps, making them the most frequently invented device in U.S. history. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. Now, we don't sell mousetraps, but we do market the highest quality products we can find in our business category. To prove it, we'd like to send you a free sample that you could try for yourself. Right now, we're looking for people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month using a telephone and the internet to market these great products. To get your free sample and find out how you can make extra money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Two U.S. raids in Africa show the United States is pressuring al-Qaeda, officials said on Sunday, though a failure in Somalia and an angry response in Libya also highlighted Washington's problems. In Tripoli, U.S. forces snatched a Libyan wanted over the bombings of the U.S. embassy in Nairobi 15 years ago and whisked him out of the country, prompting Secretary of State John Kerry to declare that al-Qaeda leaders can run, but they cannot hide. The New York City Police Department has arrested another man in connection with the videotaped beating of a New York City SUV driver by a gang of bikers. The NYPD says Reginald Chance was charged with first-degree gang assault, first-degree assault, and criminal mischief. Police have said the biker stopped the SUV on a highway, attacked the vehicle, and pulled the driver from the car after he plowed over a motorcyclist from Massachusetts while trying to escape. Police have arrested four people in connection with the attack. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 800-383-5310. 800-383-5310.
The NSA now admits its domestic spying program only stopped two terror plots, not the 54 it had previously claimed. National correspondent John Russell has the details.
As reported by IRN USA News some months ago, the National Security Agency has been forced to admit the 54 plots against the United States, which it claimed had been foiled using warrantless data mining of Americans' phone calls, didn't happen. In fact, only two planned attacks were stopped using the information, and that in fact it only confirmed tips given to the NSA by foreign intelligence agencies. There are currently moves within Congress aimed at curtailing NSA domestic spying.
The U.S. government spent nearly $5 million to court-martial